This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And, of course, you realize the reason that Hillary had to be protected was because he was writing her on that secret server using an alias, which shows that he damn well knew and had approved in advance her use of the secret unsecured server. On top of that, there's the Anthony Weiner laptop, which I don't know if you heard this. I wrote an article about that, too. 675,000 Clinton emails when they got Anthony Weiner's laptop in a search warrant because of all his sex perversion issues. It was all the Clinton emails, the Clinton Foundation, her Secretary of State emails, Huma Abedin's emails. Lots of people emailed Huma as a proxy for Hillary, and it included what Comey called the the golden emails, because they were the BlackBerry backup emails that they were supposedly just looking for everywhere very diligently. Well, guess what they did when they found them on the Weiner laptop? They got a search warrant for things that didn't include the BlackBerry backup emails. So when they told us, when he stood there and said that day, we've reviewed all the emails now, there's nothing there, that was a bald-faced lie. They specifically did not look at the BlackBerry backups, and they didn't look at a fraction of the emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. So one of the things, if I were the president, I'd do is demand the Anthony Weiner laptop and get it to the most trusted person in the military to take apart everything on it and then start using it. There's a lot that can be prosecuted, I have no doubt, on that laptop. In fact, I heard that the New York police officers who saw some of it, even though they're hardened investigators, literally had to go throw up. It's bad.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say, to The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Hillary had to be protected because Obama wrote to her using an alias. He knew about her server. Hillary Clinton had to create a diversion from her emails. Thus, she decided to blame Donald Trump for the Russia hoax, which anybody with a brain would have never even brought this up. Why did they bring it up? Because Donald Trump made a comment, "Hey, Putin, Russia, if you have her emails, you should get them to us. You know, maybe you could hack and tell us where they are." Well, they've always known where they were. They've always known where they were. There's been no secret to where Hillary Clinton's emails are. If you think you've lost an email, if you had a person at Google or at Facebook or whatever, they will get you your email back. I don't care when it is. Whatever you wrote, whatever's circulating out there in the sphere of information, it's available. And it may be available forever. It's out there. I remember losing my data at a company. This was decades ago. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, we were working on a massive project. And I went to IT, and the guy goes, "Well, what day was it?" And I said, a couple days ago. And because something happened, I don't remember, server fail. He goes, "Okay, no problem." And this is when we had those big tapes, data tapes. He says, he pulls out the date for that day. He pulls out the data tape, puts it in, and we go on the computer. He looks it up, and he goes, "Okay." And we, July 13th of, 1993 or 94, bloop, pulls it up, gives me back my volume and say, here you go. Now, this was literally 30 years ago. And the guy goes, "Here you go." And I remember thinking, whoa, so it's not lost. He goes, "Nah," he goes, "it's a bit of a hassle." It's not even a hassle now. They got whatever you sent on a particular day is archived somewhere. And unless they delete it, they can just go back and go, "Here you are." And in the old days, they might delete volumes because memory was super expensive. To keep all that data was crazy. How crazy is it now? Do you know that you can get the entirety of the world on something smaller than your cell phone in memory? Everything that's ever been published, every book that's ever been published could easily fit on a device the size of your cell phone. There's no reason to delete. You can archive whatever you want. Now, what's funny, Google and YouTube and Facebook, and they will go and selectively delete stuff that is not complementary to the leftist narrative. Go look for Obama admitting that he wasn't prepared, or making the comment that he made a comment. I forget. It was something to the effect of, I'm not ready to be president. There's two or three videos that he's made that I've looked for, and they were readily available. Can't find them on YouTube. Stripped. Scrubbed. At the time when Blasey Ford was accusing Kavanaugh of being all this other stuff, they stripped her record, her school records, off of anything. The Democrats did this. These people are scandalous. And that was Flynn's attorney, Sidney, I forget her last name, Sidney Powell or something like that. Anyway, that was her giving you the rundown. Anthony Weiner's laptop had 675,000 emails. They got it because he's a sex pervert. And he was sending stuff to young girls. If it weren't for that, we'd never even know about that. She said it had all the Clinton emails. It had the Clinton Foundation. It had her as Secretary of State. It had communication between Huma Abedin and him. Why? I don't know. Anthony Weiner's get out of jail free card. But it also had the golden emails she was talking about. BlackBerry backup emails that the FBI claims they couldn't get. And now keep in mind, during this time, the DNC is saying, we've been hacked. And the FBI says, well, give us your computers and we'll figure out who did it. Nah, that's okay. Just know we've been hacked. So the golden emails were these BlackBerry backups. The FBI, Comey's crooked FBI, gets search warrants for everything except what? The golden emails. So he could come on TV and say, no, there's nothing new under the sun. So Sidney says, president ought to declassify it. I don't know what's coming next, folks, but here's what I told you earlier. The president dropped a couple of nukes on the Democrats so far this week. Best week of our political lives. And there are going to be many, many more nukes that get dropped between now and election time, because he's got a very rich arsenal of the top grade weaponry ever created. It's called the truth. And he's going to be dropping truth bombs all over the Democrats for the next couple of weeks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, yeah, I've been right about a lot of things. I was right about President Trump getting elected in 2016, or Donald Trump. And I was right about Donald Trump, President Trump, getting reelected in 2020. It hasn't happened yet, but it will. And I remember I told you guys, because you were all afraid, Kevin, what if Michelle Obama enters? And I said, she won't. And even if she did, Trump would kick her butt. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm telling you guys the things that I'm right about because I want you to understand I'm tapping into something deeper. See, that superficial crap that you hear, that's what you fall prey to. So speaking of Michelle Obama, she made a PSA, an appeal. You want to know why she had to make this appeal? Because they know the real poll numbers. They know what's happening in this country. She spells it out. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. We're about to play this clip. I want you to jot down the basics of this discussion, the things that she says are bad in this country. I want you to consider what she's saying as you you know, in terms of what's going on in the country. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is when I come back to explain it to you, not that you need that, but I'm saying, well, I'm going to come back and explain it whether you're here or not. But I want you to understand how much you're winning, because she has to address so many things. So if you got a pen and a piece of paper, not if you're driving or you got better things, you know, you're messing with the churins or whatever. But if you get a chance, jot these down or come back and check it out at the KevinJacksonShow.com. It's going to blow your mind. So let's play this clip. I love this clip. This is a woman who effectively lies about everything, and she's telling you in so many words how much you're winning. Here it is.
But let's be very real. America is divided right now, and a lot of people are being sold lies from those who want to get rich or stay in power, or sometimes both. And as I've said before, we must all empathize with those who might not look like us or vote like us. We have got to put ourselves in one another's shoes. Look, think about it. You've worked hard all your life, and for too long you've watched the rich get richer. You've lost your farms and your livelihoods to corporate greed. You've seen your beloved towns shattered by joblessness. You've watched families destroyed by drug addiction and mental health challenges. All of this long before this virus hit. And it is frustrating to hear some folks say that you've been the beneficiary of privilege, that the color of your skin gives you a head start. That is the reality for far too many hard-working, decent Americans. But right now, the president and his allies are trying to tap into that frustration and distract from his breathtaking failures by giving folks someone to blame other than them. They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs, whipping up violence and intimidation. And they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true. Research backs it up. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all. So what the president is doing is once again patently false. It's morally wrong. And yes, it is racist. But that doesn't mean it won't work. Because this is a difficult time, a confusing time. And when people hear these lies and crazy conspiracies repeated over and over and over again, they don't know what to think. With everything going on in their lives, they don't have time to fact check falsehoods being spread throughout the internet. And even reasonable people might get scared. And the one thing this president is really, really good at is using fear and confusion and spreading lies to win.
There is so much to talk about on this. Am I right or am I wrong? Yeah, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KevinJacksonShow.com. I told you guys there's a reason why Michelle Obama can't run. Her vision of America does not jive with Donald Trump's. See, Trump's an optimist. Look at what she says. She begins this thing by saying America is divided. You know who divided America? Do I need to give you the answer? Baby Black Jesus, her husband. The most divisive president since Andrew Johnson. There is no comparison how divisive this man is. And here's what she says. You've been sold lies by those who want riches or power or both. What did the Obamas get? Somebody remind this black man on the Kevin Jackson Show what they got. They got riches. They got power. In other words, they got both. And you know how they got it? On your guilt. White guilt. First black president, oh my gosh, we can assuage our guilt. This is going to be awesome. Everybody was so geeked up over it. And you know what all this is about? Let me tell you what Michelle Obama is trying to do here. She wants to guilt you into believing that all this strife that you're seeing, it's not their fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. Oh, she pretends that it, because she'll, you know, oh, it happened a while back. You know, it's been, what did she say? Something like, you know, it wasn't all, she's not trying to say it's Trump's doing. She's saying, no, this has been going on, but he's the one that's doing, he's the one that's stoking it. Michelle Obama knows it's exactly the opposite. So why are we going through this? Why are we talking about her? Is she the leader of the Democratic Party? They think she is. They had her make this video for a reason. They think she's relevant. Well, I go back to, if she's so relevant, why didn't she become vice president? Why didn't she jump in the mix? Why is she doing this now? I can tell you why. They polled and they go, we are getting our butts kicked. We got to pull out all the stops. Will you please make this video? And what does she say? We must empathize with those who don't look like us or vote like us. She's trying. She's making a plea. Think about the number of mixed messages. This is insane. She's talking to us. She wants to convince us that we need to vote for people who don't look like us or vote like us. She's trying to appeal to us while simultaneously appealing to her own base. She says, put yourself in other shoes. There are people, you've lost your farms and livelihoods to greed. She wants us to believe that it's greedy people like Donald Trump, these rich folks, they're the reason why you've lost everything. She doesn't realize Donald Trump has put this economy on steroids, and the reason we've lost stuff is because of her husband. He's the one who let the trade deficit go to $750 billion and not care. He's the one who told us manufacturing couldn't come back, that the GDP couldn't get above 2. And then he decided, you know what? I stunk at my job. I'm not going to let Donald Trump into office because he might just show me up. But they're the ones that are doing the great work, right? We'll be back.
Radio show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A second presidential debate is in jeopardy after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15th debate will be done virtually. President Trump told Fox News that he's not interested in debating from behind a computer.
I'm not going to waste my time in a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. and then they cut you off whenever they want.
The Trump campaign is now calling for the last two debates to be rescheduled to October 22nd and 29th. In a statement, the campaign says that voters should be able to see the candidates debate face-to-face two more times. Six men have been arrested in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In court documents, the FBI accuses the men of planning attacks on the Michigan Capitol building and taking the governor hostage. The men had also discussed attacking a Michigan State Police facility and the governor's vacation home. The FBI says they became aware of the plot earlier in the year, adding there wasn't an imminent threat posed to Governor Whitmer. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta is back in the Gulf of Mexico and re-strengthening after hitting the Yucatan Peninsula yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has strengthened back into a Category 2 hurricane, packing winds of 105 miles an hour. It's expected to bring life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast when it makes landfall on Friday. Hurricane warnings are now in effect from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana, with tropical storm watches extending to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is praising Vice President Mike Pence for his performance in last night's debate, but believes that the vice president was facing an uphill battle. Cruz tells Fox News he wondered where the questions asked last night were coming from.
Last night, I think Susan Page did a better job moderating. She didn't interrupt as much. But her questions were still, you know, it's an interesting hypothetical to go back and look at the questions she asked and ask, how would the questions have read differently had they been written by the Joe Biden campaign? In that virtually every question out of her mouth was from the left with all of the assumptions Joe Biden and the Democrats believe.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about Michelle Obama's desperate plea. Desperate! Please, y'all. Please! America's divided. You've been sold a bunch of lies by the rich and powerful, of which she and Barack Obama are. And she's saying to us, she's not speaking to her base, she wants to appeal to us because they think Michelle Obama will appeal to us. She can bring the Trump base over. So she says to you, empathize with those who don't look like you or vote like you. Yeah, and she says with those who don't look like us or vote like us because she wants you to believe that she's part of this great thing called America. She's in it. She asks us to put yourself in the shoes of other people. People who've lost their farms and lost their livelihoods to greed. Greedy people. Greedy billionaires like Donald Trump. She goes on. I played this in the previous segment. I'm not going to play it again because it's a long clip. But she says, towns destroyed by joblessness. She says it as if her husband was never president, that it was all good with him. This is a guy that lost 7 million jobs his first year in office. And she wants you to believe that he got it right. And they always go, well, he was recovering at the end. He was bringing menial jobs back. They were fudging every number on the books for this affirmative action president. And she wants you to believe that Donald Trump is the real problem here. Families destroyed by drugs and mental health challenges. What did Obama do for the opioid crisis? What did he do for drugs? Will somebody enlighten me? See, and then I love this. She says, you're upset because there are people out there saying you've been the beneficiary of privilege. See, when I listened to this clip, I was going, who is she talking to? Is she talking to her base or is she talking to us? And I figured it out. She's talking to us. She wants us to believe that the woman who says, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American. She's one of us. She's an American. She's a real American. Those who do not judge people by the content of their skin, but by the content of their character or the content of their skin. That's what she's doing. She wants you to believe she's appealing to one of us. She says that there are people out there that want you to believe you've been the beneficiary of privilege. A reality of far too many decent Americans. She's saying to you white folks out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com, they're wrong to make you feel that way. They're wrong to make you feel guilty because of your skin color. Will you please come back? Will you please? She's begging you people to come back. Yeah. She says they wanted that Donald Trump wants to distract you from his failures. Does it surprise you that she would cover up for her husband and his failures? Have you evaluated his foreign policy prowess that essentially let the world run all over us? Have you looked at that? What did he do in North Korea? Somebody remind me. If Dennis Rodman were here, he'd say, he didn't do nothing in North Korea. He didn't do nothing. He did nothing. He didn't try to stop to help a country that's struggling, that is reaching out, acting out like a precocious child. And Barack Obama didn't say, look, Kim Jong-un, we want to help you. I want to put this in perspective. The North Korean economy, the GDP of that country is $28 billion. That is a rounding error in the budget of America. We could double their GDP. We could make them twice as productive, and it would still be a rounding error in our budget. And Kim Jong-un would have, he's probably dead now, but he would have been amazingly satisfied over the help that we would give him. But did Barack Obama reach out to him? No. Barack Obama's, he's essentially giving money to terrorists in Iran. He's letting every country on the planet take advantage. I mean, we are the loose girl at high school getting passed around from football player to basketball player to baseball player. And Barack Obama doesn't care. He doesn't care about our reputation. Doesn't matter. He got what he got. She's talking about people getting rich or powerful or both, and that is exactly what happened to them, and a lot of people that don't deserve it. The Valerie Jarretts of the world, the David Axelrods, the Rahm Emanuels. She wants to we are distracting from Trump's failures. She goes on to say, someone to blame other than them. Donald Trump cleaned up their mess. He fumigated the White House. He fumigated America. It wasn't just the White House that they sullied. They sullied America. And he came here and he cleaned it up. But she says he's stoking fear about minorities destroying the suburbs. Really? Let me ask you this. Do you think that in Portland and Seattle and these places where a cop shoots somebody by accident, Kenosha, Wisconsin, for goodness sake, do you believe for one second that Donald Trump has to tell them, guys, you let this keep up and it's coming to you? Did you come to that conclusion on your own, or did Donald Trump influence you? Because if you've got a brain, you understand how things escalate. And that's what was going to happen. But she wants you to believe he's the one doing it. Then I love this part. She called Antifa and BLM an overwhelmingly peaceful movement. Overwhelmingly peaceful. Hardly any violence at all, she says. And then, you know, she goes on. You look at the studies. Look at the reports. So in other words, America, disregard your truths. Disregard what you see. There's a video circulating right now from Houston, Texas. Black Lives Matter people going up to Hispanics and toppling their table. These people are eating, toppling their table. Black Lives Matter going all around the country, interrupting people at dinner, sitting down with them, daring them to do something. And she says, no. They're not disruptive. It's peaceful stuff. I want to go back to what she first said. People telling you about the lies. Now, I want to go back to the motivation here. The motivation. Why are they doing this? Why is it that Michelle Obama says all these things? She goes on to finish by saying there's hardly any evidence of BLM doing this stuff. It's patently false. It's morally wrong. And then what does she do? She calls it racist. If you go out there and you say these groups, we're afraid that it could come to the suburbs or come to small town America, it's racist. He says, but it's confusing. She says these lies and crazy conspiracies. Remember what I said earlier. Democrats tell you the opposite. These truths and real conspiracies. She says, the lies and crazy conspiracies don't know that makes people not know what to think. You don't know how to handle it. So she's on here to explain to you that these are conspiracies. She's talking to you, conservatives, people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. She's saying, hey, let me help you out. You don't have time to fact check. You're too busy leading your lives and working. And you're listening to Fox News, not Fox News, Fox News. And you're getting all your information from Breitbart and the Daily Caller and the Blacksphere.net. You're getting your news sources from things that are wrong. And you don't know how to fact check. And these things are not, you know, not true. And I love how she put this. She says, even reasonable people might get scared. You're no longer what they call you, a deplorable. Now you're a reasonable person. You could get scared. And she says they're going to use that fear and that confusion and spread the lies to win. And she says they're repeating these lies over and over and over. And suddenly, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start to believe that lie is the truth. And the irony is, it is the truth. It's not a lie. Why am I telling you this? Michelle Obama just explained to you that Donald Trump, droning over and over and over about fake news, droning over and over and over about the lies they're telling about him, about the lies they're telling about you, about this deep state swamp that is it, that he's taking apart. They have never been in your corner. And it's beginning to settle in. And you know how much it's settled in? It's settled in so much that you are 90-something percent, 95% committed to your candidate. And she's pleading with you, please, please think about it from our perspective. And you know what you're going to do? I don't even have to guess. You're going to go, no, I'm not interested. Not interested. We like our guy. What she's telling you is they're polling and they're not getting the numbers they want. And she's got to make a direct appeal to you. And the Democrats went and said, who is the best person out there? And they chose her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The FBI is not the only agency that had red flags and that had individuals stepping forward to say, this is baloney. And those other agencies should come forward and declassify the documents that they are hell-bent on not releasing.
That was Richard Grenell speaking about the deep state. And he's saying they need to get rid of it. They need to just fess up. They need to let us know what the heck is going on. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I asked a question earlier. I said, or on the show, not earlier this particular broadcast, but I asked it during the week, and I said, would Richard Grenell be a better FBI director than Robert Ray? And a young lady sent me a note, or actually called me and said, Kevin, I completely agree that Richard Grenell should take over for the FBI. I do too. I'm convinced, man, this is a guy that wants to see the deep state exposed. In fact, let's play the rest of that clip.
And I don't want to go any further, but I'm getting to the point where I'm getting really impatient with those individual agencies that know exactly what I'm talking about, that know exactly what documents they need to release. They've been called upon to do it, and they're playing games. This is not good for transparency.
Are these intelligence agencies?
Yes. Transparency is not political. I don't care if it's a week before the election, a week after the election, or a year before the election. We shouldn't be thinking about election time. We should be thinking about transparency. And this is a system inside Washington that knows how to protect its own and knows how to go after people who raise their voice. I think that it's very important for people to understand right now. We need to have an outsider continuing to push this system in Washington, because we see every day how they are weaponizing government against their political enemies. This is crazy. This is how governments fall and end, and we cannot have this. Yeah. We need to have people understand the outsiders need to change this place. It's a very serious situation.
You want to know who their political enemies are? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're their political enemies. They're proving that. In 2016, you became a complete enemy of the state. You thought you were an enemy of the state in 2000 when you elected Bush. They didn't like it because they wanted Gore, and you upset that a little bit. But he was still deep state. He was still a rhino swamp rat. But when in 2016, oh my goodness, that you disrupted. We all became enemies of the state. And Donald Trump, I'm telling you better be glad there's a buffer zone between us and them, because right now, if they had their ability to get to us, they would choke us out. Glad you're back. It's KevinJacksonShow.com that you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And that was Richard Grenell giving you the scoop. He says, no politics, folks, just transparency. He even says, I don't want to go any further, but I'm getting impatient. And this is a guy that has President Trump's ear. Thank the good Lord. This guy has President Trump's ear. He says, I'm calling upon these agencies to do it. He goes, but they're playing games. And he goes on to explain how this thing works. D.C., Washington, D.C. is set up to protect itself from you. They're supposed to be protecting you from them. Government was set up so that it would not ever get so big that it stopped caring about the people that feed it. Think about it, your dog. If you have a little chumpy dog, good for you, but I don't like little bitty dogs. I don't dislike them. I just like dogs that have a function, that can do something. Now, little dogs can be good alarms, but you still got to get up and take the bump in the night. I'm more of a Rottweiler guy, right? My Rottweiler will take care of business and say, hey, here, while you were sleeping, I put these two guys down. Okay? My point about having a big dog is he can kill you. He's a descendant of a wolf. And if you've got a Rottweiler in your house, you've got a weapon. And he can kill you. If you don't know what you're doing, a big dog can kill you, okay? Your own pet. He won't, for the most part, he won't. Most big pets don't care. They love their owner. They love their family. They love you because you feed them, you take care of them. But they have the ability to turn on you and wipe you out. And see, government is that big protective Rottweiler who will never turn on you. The wolf has been taken out of it. Well, you know what happened? It's been rebred. They bred the wolf back into it. And now it lets you feed it to a point, then it kills you. That's what government does. Even though in captivity, he may not eat again. It'll kill itself. Well, that's what leftism is. And here's what Grenell is telling you. He's showing us, folks. He's saying, you know, this is insane that we're letting this stuff happen. And he's so right. Should we play the Flynn's attorney? Do we have enough time for that? Okay.
And of course, you realize the reason that Hillary had to be protected was because he was writing her on that secret server using an alias, which shows that he damn well knew and had approved in advance her use of the secret unsecured server. On top of that, there's the Anthony Weiner laptop, which I don't know if you heard this. I wrote an article about that, too. 675,000 Clinton emails when they got Anthony Weiner's laptop in a search warrant because of all his sex perversion issues. It was all the Clinton emails, the Clinton Foundation, her Secretary of State emails, Huma Abedin's emails. Lots of people emailed Huma as a proxy for Hillary, and it included what Comey called the golden emails, because they were the BlackBerry backup emails that they were supposedly just looking for everywhere very diligently. Well, guess what they did when they found them on the Weiner laptop? They got a search warrant for things that didn't include the BlackBerry backup emails. So when they told us, when he stood there and said that day, oh, you know, we've reviewed all the emails now, there's nothing there, that was a bald-faced lie. They specifically did not look at the BlackBerry backups, and they didn't look at a fraction of the emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. So one of the things, if I were the president, I'd do is demand the Anthony Weiner laptop and get it to the most trusted person in the military to take apart everything on it and then start using it. There's a lot that can be prosecuted, I have no doubt, on that laptop. In fact, I heard that the New York police officers who saw some of it, even though they're hardened investigators, literally had to go throw up. It's bad.
Boy, that was a big statement, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to The Deep State. It protects itself. Republican or Democrat, doesn't really matter. I mean, we side mostly, the people that listen to this show, we side with Republicans because we want to believe that they have some redeeming value. But it's been a game, folks, the entire time. I mean, for decades, this has been a game. We flippity-floppity from one party to the other. Yeah, I support the Republicans this time around. I've supported Republicans because they freed the slaves. That's my commitment to the party, but I don't trust them any more than I trust the Democrats. This is a system that, as I said, it's a Rottweiler that turned into a wolf, a domesticated animal that's gone back to being wild and feral, and it no longer cares about us. So we're talking about Flynn's emails, and that was Sydney, I forget her last name, but she's talking about Hillary was protected because Obama knew about her server. And then she goes on to talk about 675,000 Clinton emails and the trick that the FBI used so that they did not have to tell us everything that was on there. They didn't get a search warrant for the emails that had to do with Hillary's BlackBerrys. You know, the ones where they smashed the phones, deleted their text messages, and did a host of other things so that we wouldn't know what they were up to. Clinton Foundation emails, emails when she was Secretary of State, emails to Huma Abedin, emails that were by proxy to go to Hillary Clinton, but, you know, people didn't want to send them directly to her. And, of course, the golden emails, which are the BlackBerry backup. But Comey and his team didn't get a search warrant for that. So when he stood before us and said, no, there's nothing on there, he didn't even look at the ones that we wanted to look at. You want to know why the Clinton Foundation, a racketeering organization, was allowed to operate for so long and fleece money from country after country and company after company unmolested? It's because of Jim Comey. Lies. And as Sidney said, specifically didn't look, did not want to see the lies. I mean, it's so convenient for all of them, but they want our trust. They want that vote. They want us to believe they care. Well, they don't, folks. They care about their wealth and power.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.